Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of the Chiefs, the schedule comes out on... Is it May 14th?
I believe that is correct.
So Wednesday...
Tickets go on sale on Thursday.
At 11 a.m.
Of course, the Jackson County residents always get first crack at it. Part of the deal.
As do season, I think season ticket members do as well. Do they not?
I think so. Well, I mean, if you're a season ticket holder, you already have your tickets, right?
Well, theoretically.
I've never been a season ticket holder. I don't know how that works.
Single game and group tickets for all home games at Arrowhead Stadium go on sale on May 15th, the day after. The 2025 Kansas City Chiefs schedule is set to be released. Tickets will be purchased, can be purchased, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning on the Chiefs website. Season ticket members will have an online presale beginning at 10 a.m. Season ticket members will be notified by the club through email on how they can purchase single game tickets. Jackson County taxpayers have a presale opportunity to purchase tickets for the season beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 a.m. Mm-hmm, good. Mm-hmm. 3 full hours.
The full 2025 schedule will be revealed on NFL Network at 7 p.m. on Wednesday.
There is talk of the team getting double-digit games on national broadcasts, which is atypical. They like to spread out that love, but they know where the ratings come from.
And I believe they've already announced the season opener. It's going to be on a Thursday night. Dallas Cowboys playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I thought you were saying for the Chiefs. I'm like, I think actually we're going to be on Friday, which sounds crazy, but I don't know. We'll find out on Wednesday. I know one man whose face used to be seen, well, I guess not his face, but a mask over his face used to be seen in the front row of Arrowhead Stadium on every single broadcast, will not be purchasing tickets this season or next season.
Or the season after that?
Or the next 32 seasons.
Oh, my God. Is this Chiefsaholic?
Chiefsaholic has officially been sentenced. A Tulsa County judge found Xavier Babadar guilty of one count of robbery with a firearm, one count of assault while masked or disguised, and one count of removing an electronic monitoring device. He received his sentence today. 32 years in the Oklahoma Department of Corrections.
Wow.
Yeah.
32. How old is he?
If I remember correctly, he was in his early 30s. So he'll be
32 years?
A seasoned man by the time he walks free again. Good old Xavier
Well,
Babadar,
you know what?
Otherwise known
Good.
As Chiefs of
Ohio. I don't know if you did you ever watch the documentary on him?
I watched one of them. I did not watch the other one that came out Christmas Day of last year.
I mean, if you think Michael Jordan is obsessed with himself.
Right.
Chiefsaholic thinks that his poop does not stink.
Well, wait, which one had the footage of him in the hotel room?
Was that
the one that came out Christmas Day?
Well, I don't know what day it came out. I know that Dana insisted that I watch it, and I did. And it was, you know, rather quickly put together, but the production is good.
Very well done,
it's very well done. And they interview him in a hotel room. And my God, if he's not obsessed with himself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They film him. I don't know what game he was watching. I'm presuming it was a playoff game or something.
It was the Super Bowl.
Was it the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, he is just obnoxious.
Yeah, very much so.
Listen, I like any Chiefs fan, I can get excited watching a game and, you know, cheer my team on. And, you know, when they do well, I'm very happy. When they don't do well, I'm not as happy. But he is just crazy.
He rose to fame very quickly over a couple of years. And by
rose
fame,
to infamy.
Well, it was fame at first on social media and then quickly became infamy. And, you know, once that facade started to fall apart, he decided that he was going to keep funding his lifestyle in a very illegal and not okay way.
Man, I'm surprised it's 32 years.
32 years. Well, you remember he had the money laundering charges.
Yeah.
So he's been sentenced at the state level, and he was charged with federal crimes. Can he still be tried for federal crimes?
I guess you could, in light of the 32 years that he's going to get.
Yeah.
And granted, he won't serve the full 32. But I'm sure the federal prosecutors would look at that and say, you know, what's the point?
Right. You remember in the documentary, we wanted to keep filming and, he left.
robbing a bank is a federal offense. That is true, text line. But what were the charges that he was convicted of?
Found guilty of one count of robbery with a firearm, one count of assault while masked or disguised, and one count of removing an electronic monitoring device.
And you're sure this is on the state level, these charges?
This was in a Tulsa County courthouse.
Okay, well, yeah. That's,
not a federal courthouse.
Yeah, that's right. Those would be state. Speaking of crime and punishment, a Los Angeles judge will finally decide the fate of Lyle and Eric Menendez next week, assuming nothing changes in the long, chaotic battle over the freedom for the killer duo. The court will hear arguments for and against resentencing the brothers next Tuesday and Wednesday, potentially granting them parole more than 30 years after they used shotguns to execute their wealthy parents in their Beverly Hills mansion. Judge Michael Jessic was meant to make his ruling last month, but he held off on his ruling after the brothers' lawyer asked for the L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman to be booted from the case. Hochman was carrying on a, quote, dog and pony show, according to their attorney, Mark Garagos. Garagos withdrew that motion on Friday of last week, clearing the way for the brothers to be resentenced. The hearing, if it actually happens, which, by the way,
that's a big if.
I know. Is it me, or is every time that they're supposed to be in court, it gets punted down like another couple of weeks or another 3 weeks or whatever? The hearing, if it actually happens, this is from the New York Post, will come a month before Governor Gavin Newsom is set to make his own decision on whether or not the brothers deserve a pardon. Family members from around the country will travel to Los Angeles to testify on Lyle and Eric's behalf, backing their claim that they feared for their lives when they killed their parents after years of sexual abuse at the hands of their father, Jose, with the help of his wife, Kitty. Lyle and Eric were 21 and 18, respectively.
I mean, if we're going to be blatantly honest about this whole case and what it has turned into, it is more of a political game now, playing with these two men's lives, than it is about whether or not they can be active members of society after 30-some years.
Well, and did I not report last week that there was a series
of allegations of bad things going on behind bars involving them too?
So the parole board had asked for an evaluation of both of them.
Right, whether or not they would be a potential threat.
Right, and it was found in this report that they would be a moderate threat to society if released. And they pointed out that one of the brothers had been dealing drugs.
They were not perfect prisoners, despite what a number of people who support the brothers would like to claim.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dan and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.